since I was already driving here when Bill called and asked me to take over the service, I did not have a sermon for the second Sunday after Christmas. However, he had asked that I take last week's service, and so I did happen to have one of the sermons I pulled up to look at for last week.
Okay.
And last week was the day after Christmas, and I realized that we had used the first Sunday after Christmas sermon so many times, but we never had our own Christmas service.
Okay, no.
And so I found one that from 1997, given by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr., for Christmas Eve. And that's what I'd like to do. Or if you prefer, I could make up one on the fly about the circumcision, which was yesterday. But that makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
No, let's do it.
I don't even like talking about getting cats fixed.
I know. I don't mind thinking about it. Oh, good Lord.
Well, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. One of the first things we did when we bought this church building last year was to get rid of the sign which used to be on the front lawn. And this is when they purchased a new church in Alexandria back in 1996. The Alexandria City Fathers had shown us a thick manila folder containing letters which complained about that sign. They promised us that the neighborhood would love us if we just trashed the sign. Nobody in the congregation who expressed an opinion on the subject seemed to have any argument. The sign was, not to put it too fine a point on it, tacky. Tacky in a shiny, backlit, movable letters, titles of sermons sort of way. We didn't think that it said what we wanted it to say about ourselves, so we got ourselves an eminently tasteful sign. Tasteful in a traditional, understated, semi-colonial, Anglican sort of way. The whole experience has made me hyper-conscious of church signs. I am much more inclined than I ever was before to look at them and pass aesthetic judgment on them and meditate upon what they express about what goes on inside that particular church building. I generally subscribe to the idea that the medium is the message. Churches tell who they are by the way they present themselves. One of the churches I pass by quite frequently houses a Baptist congregation which meets in a trim and attractive converted tract house. It has a version of the kind of sign we used to have here, exactly the sort we would have got rid of. But sometimes the message is the message. The message on the Baptist sign when I passed it last week read in bold, though movable letters, "The baby in the manger is God." The baby in the manger is God. If you can accept the idea that a church's sign points to what the church is like, then let me just suggest to you that Jesus is the sign of God. Jesus reveals what God is like. God is a person. We are excited tonight because he starts his life on this earth with all the sense and hope of new possibility and the birth and joy of a baby brings. The married couple in the stable at Bethlehem and the shepherds abiding in the fields nearby were products of the most sophisticated religious culture in the history of the world. They lived in a region which was shaped and ordered by direct contact with God himself. The problem with their God was that they could not get their hands on him. He spoke and he acted and he moved, but he never stayed around. Contact with him was unpredictable. They were so afraid of looking as though they even thought that they could control him that they couldn't say his name, let alone draw his picture or sculpt his form. It was a rich and powerful system, but it didn't work in the end. What was missing was not a sense of God above us or greater than us. What was missing was a sense of Emmanuel, God with us to stay. Jesus is Emmanuel. He has been with us since Bethlehem, and he has never left us alone, and he is never going to leave us alone. St. Paul calls Jesus the image of the invisible God. He is the picture of the one who could never be pictured. He bears the name of the one who could never be named. Jesus himself says, quite simply, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. the baby in the manger is God. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.